أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the rewards that the muttaqeen will enjoy in Jannah, or some of the rewards they would enjoy in Jannah with regards to the shade and the springs of Jannah, the eating and drinking in Jannah. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, with regards to the mujrimoon, kulu وَتَمَتَّعُوا قَلِيلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُجْرِمُونَ. In this world, the address is that eat and derive benefit a little. إِنَّكُمْ مُجْرِمُونَ. Certainly, you are mujrimun, you are transgressors, you are sinners. Now this address, like that, everyone eats in this world, everyone drinks in this world, those who are pious, impious. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to show that whatever your enjoyments in this world are, whatever luxuries you have acquired, whatever ease and comfort that you have by eating in this world, deriving pleasure and benefit of the things of this world, all of it is very little in comparison to the hereafter. Not only little insofar as quantity is concerned, but also insofar as time is concerned. Everyone's time in this world is limited, it is restricted. So obviously we will eat for a fixed period of time and then we have to all leave this world. We derive pleasure and benefit from this world. All of it again is very little in comparison to the hereafter. It is fixed for a very, very short while. And because you are mujrimun, you are sinners, disobedient, you transgress the laws of Allah, you violated the commandments of Allah, you disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So obviously, you are going to be deprived of all this in the hereafter. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala again says that destruction on that day be for the al-mukaththibeen, for those who belied, those who denied, those who refuted the everlasting akhirat, who refused to believe that this world is not the be-all and the end-all of life, but after this world, the real life will begin. After this world, the real pleasures will begin. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a reason, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains one of the reasons why man is disobedient to Allah, why man is classified as al-mujrimun, as a sinner or a disobedient person. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. When it is said to them, irka'u. Now one meaning of irka'u, one meaning of ruku', like we have the ruku' of our salat, it means to bow down. Sajda means to prostrate. Ruku' means to bow down. So bow down, in other words, literally go into ruku'. And how that will happen? The only way it will happen is when a person performs salat. So when it is said to them, perform your salat, la yarka'un, they do not bow down, they do not perform the salat. In other words, they refuse to be obedient to Allah insofar as the command of performing salat is concerned. The very beginning of a relationship between man and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that he begins to fulfill the fara'is. He begins to fulfill the obligations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has obligated him with. And the first of all the obligations is the obligation of salat, is the obligation of namaz. And if man refuses to do so, then obviously he has cut off himself from this relationship with Allah. He's lost the opportunity of having this conversation with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He's lost the opportunity of putting his forehead on the ground in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hence he's lost the opportunity of many of the other obediences of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Some ulama have stated that this word ruku' that is used, irka'u, it refers to submission. That when they are said, bow down, in other words, in total submission to Allah, fulfilling all the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they refuse to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refuse to fulfill all the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, the doom, destruction on that day be for the al-mukathibun, for those who belied and denied. And hence here, they belied and they denied the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in conclusion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Now which discourse, which speech, after it, after the Qur'an-i Kareem, يؤمنون, would they believe in? That the eloquence of the Qur'an is unsurpassed. The message of the Qur'an is very, very clear. And in very beautiful ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded man to bring iman in Allah. In different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded man to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to insan, that when one goes through the words and the verses of this Qur'an, one will marvel at the eloquence of the Qur'an Sharif. One will marvel in such a way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an, that it is on the one hand so eloquent, on the other hand so simple. A simple message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivers to man is, bring iman in me and become obedient to me. Now after this, after the Qur'an Sharif, is there any other speech that they have to listen to bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? There is no other speech to come down after this kitab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no other Nabi to come down after our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence now, this speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this conversation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivers to man is coming to an end. And hence after this, there is going to be nothing else. In other words, so to say, this is your last chance. Bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For there is no other speech that is going to come after the Quran, after the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.